It's been about 13 years now since the Homeland Security Department was formed after the terror attacks on September 11th. DHS Secretary Jay Johnson says morale and unity within the department looks a little better than when it got started. But the next administration and Congress both have a big part to play to make sure that progress continues. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The executive branch reorganized itself about 13 years ago to stand up the Homeland Security Department. But the legislative branch did not. And that's been a 13-year headache for DHS, which has to report to about 100 different congressional committees and subcommittees for oversight and appropriations. DHS Secretary Jay Johnson.
The way it should work, which is the way it worked when I was general counsel of DOD, is you've got an Armed Services Committee in each house, and then you've got your appropriations subcommittees in each house, and that's who you deal with. Yeah. We have, depending on how you count, between 92 and 108 committees and subcommittees of Congress that purport to exercise oversight jurisdiction over our department. And that consumes time. I read every letter I get from members of Congress, and I get a lot of them. It consumes time to respond to that. Notwithstanding that, we have dramatically reduced the time it takes to respond to a congressional letter down to something like 14 days. And we actually say something in these letters.
But DHS could see some changes to its congressional oversight structure sooner rather than later. Michael McCaul is the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. He says he's going to propose changes to the DHS congressional oversight structure in the next Congress. It's an issue he's witnessed on his own.
It's dysfunctional. It cripples the department. And quite frankly, I've had legislation myself, like the visa security waiver bill, they got held up for 3 years because of jurisdiction, and it wasn't until Paris happened that I was able to get that bill on the floor, and it took the intervention of the majority leader of the Congress to get that action. That is where jurisdiction, I would argue, puts the American people in harm's way.
Johnson says that's prevented him from getting key legislation passed, plus a few other impacts.
And this is how it hurts Homeland Security. It's very, very difficult to get an authorization bill. It is very difficult to get a bill to authorize any of our missions when you have to go to multiple different committees and you're pulled in multiple different directions to get a bill out of a committee, out of a House of Congress, if you cannot look to just one committee to make that happen. And that hurts Homeland Security. And I'm hoping that one of these days, Congress is going to finally grapple with this just to improve the manner in which we go about protecting our homeland. We need to do that.
Tom Ridge is a former DHS secretary. He was the first person to lead the department back when it got its start. He acknowledged oversight at the department is important, but the sprawling oversight structure for the department within Congress is causing some other problems as well.
But when it is so spread out, it's almost a dysfunctional oversight of an emerging department. And frankly, it'd be a lot easier if the secretary of whoever succeeds Secretary Johnson has the opportunity to build relationships with a smaller group of men and women on the Hill to help him and him or her, whoever's going to be the secretary, continue to build on his unity of effort. It is so disparate. And frankly, you still see vestiges of the silos that we inherited from time to time. They'll just run up to their friends on the Hill. And you really need to condense the oversight and frankly to make the department a lot more effective.
In the meantime, Johnson says Congress should help the next administration move forward with some of the other initiatives he's already started.
Please continue the work that we've begun on management reform through the Unity of Effort initiative that I started a little over 2 years ago. We've done a lot to make the department a more effective and efficient place, and that work needs to continue. We need to continue to work with Congress to get them to embrace some of my Unity of Effort initiatives. Don't have to call it Unity of Effort, that was my emblem, but there are some things pending in Congress right now that will improve the way the department does business, like reorganizing MPPD into a meaner and leaner cyber and infrastructure protection agency. And so that work very much needs to continue. I think that needs to be priority one in addition to the general work of protecting the homeland.
Johnson began the Unity of Effort initiative back in 2014. The goal has been to streamline all 22 DHS components. Past DHS secretaries have started similar initiatives under other names. But Johnson says he's starting to see progress, particularly within the morale of his own workforce. The department has consistently gotten low employee engagement scores on the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey out of any other large agency for the past 5 or 6 years. But Johnson says the results of the 2016 survey will come out soon. And he wouldn't specify, but he suggested the department might have a more positive story to tell this year.
I think we've done a lot in the last several years to educate the public and educate Congress on a lot of the good work that we do. Given the current state of global terrorism, given the current state of the homeland threat, people are focused much more on the DHS mission, and I think a lot of people see a lot of the good work that we do. They see, for example, how wait times at airports were reduced this summer after we devoted a lot of resources and effort to it. There's always more work to be done. It's still very much a work in progress. Our department's only 13 years old, but I think I'm fairly certain we're improving morale within the department. And I think there are a lot of people, particularly in Congress, that see that.
McCall says he's also working on a report with suggestions for the next administration on reforming the Homeland Security Department. The plan will likely come out in November or December this year. He says it'll cover a lot of different topics.
We're in the process. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you know, a streamlining process, making it more effective. Technology is not being utilized as effectively from an IT perspective with the cloud to integrating the 22 agencies in the department.
How many departments do you think there should be within DHS?
Well, that's something else. What can we consolidate?
McCall, Johnson, and other Homeland Security experts all say cybersecurity is the single biggest thing that's changed over the past 15 years after September 11th and the department was created. For example, the department is now preparing local and state election officials with cybersecurity awareness training. It's also considering whether state and local election systems should fall under the category of critical infrastructure.
What we do in Homeland Security, in cybersecurity, is offer assistance when people ask for it. So I've been trying to educate state election officials about what we are in a position to offer them to help them manage their election system.
Though Johnson says it would be incredibly difficult for a cyber actor to make significant changes in the ballot count for the upcoming election this November, it's still a top issue for the department during this election. In Washington, Nicole Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.